Please call the case.
Chief Justice Mark Rechtenwald and four associate justices heard oral arguments on behalf of the petitioners, the Sierra Club, and former state senator Clayton Hee. The parties appealed a lower court ruling that upheld the Land Use Commission's reclassification of 1,500 acres of agricultural land for residential development. Their attorney, Eric Seitz, says the LUC failed to balance the need for housing versus the protection of prime agricultural lands.
At the time of the Land Use Commission hearings, the subject land represented 32% of all land on Oahu in edible crop production and 13% statewide. The testimony was undisputed that these are the best agricultural lands, the most productive agricultural lands in Hawaii, and there is no substitute for them.
The attorney for developer D.R. Horton Schuler Homes, Gregory Kugel, says this case is about planning. Planning that was developed 40 years ago to guide long-range growth and infrastructure within and outside of the urban growth boundary.
The city drew that boundary in order to protect 3,000 acres of prime agricultural land in Ewa, protect 10,000 acres in central Oahu, and 30,000 acres on Oahu's north shore. There was a lot of testimony that there are over 30,000 acres of prime agricultural land on Oahu that are currently unfarmed. Also available land within the entire state of Hawaii, 177,000 acres of currently unfarmed land.
Deputy Corporation Counsel Don Kitaoka represents Honolulu's Department of Planning and Permitting. Kitaoka says the city's plans go through arduous legislative and public hearing processes and direct development in two areas, downtown and the Ewa Plain.
The loss of some prime agricultural land in Ewa is the cost of ensuring that the rural areas in Waianae, North Shore, and Windward Side, and Central Oahu along Kuneo Road are protected against development.
Sierra Club attorney Seitz says substitute agricultural lands are hypothetical at best and currently don't have the water or infrastructure for immediate use by farmers. Chief Justice Rechtenwald then closed oral arguments.
Thank you very much to all of our counsel here today. The court will take this matter under advisement.
After the hearing, Sierra Club Oahu Chair Anthony Alto said they have not made a decision on other legal options they might take, but they remain committed to retaining prime agricultural land and supporting development.
We contend that you should put the kind of development that's being contemplated for Ho'opili into the heart of Kapolei. You will start to build a true second city that will have some energy, some excitement, and will serve as a magnet to draw businesses west and start to counteract the terrible commuting nightmare that we have between Kapolei and Honolulu at the moment.
Meanwhile, there's no anticipated timeline for a Supreme Court ruling. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.